What it do, what it do? Welcome to Smoking One with Trip. And I ain't done one of these in a long time since we first started this podcast journey. And we're gonna call this one Saturday Session Confessions number 3. If you're listening to this, it's probably gonna be on Sunday, April 11th. Cause it's late and I'm tired and a motherfucker. So I probably won't get to editing this, man. I'll probably take a nap or a full on sleep. I'm going to sleep when I get to the bed. But hey, you ever wake up just thinking of like random past shit that just be like hella funny or hella crazy? Like this one, I just woke up this morning. And I remember like, oh damn, that shit really happened. And I have found out, we just going, for the sake of confidentiality, we just going to say, dude, I know. And dude, I know, apparently was in the ER for sticking a hot link up his ass. Yeah, a whole ass hot link. I mean, I'm not into that shit. But even the common sense in me tells me, hey, you might want to wrap that thing up, because if that thing busts open, or, you know, he might have coughed, or I don't know if the whole thing got shoved up, or if, like, you know what I mean? He coughed and it just, the hot link just snapped in half or whatever it was. But his dad actually had told him, he was like, well, where you at? What's going on? Where you at? So I'm in the ER waiting on whoop-de-whoop. Waiting on dude I know. Actually, that's what we're waiting on, dude I know. And he got a hot link stuck in his ass. And we was like, nah, you lying. He's like, nah, I swear on everything. And sure enough, bro had a hot link up his ass. But that even made me think of another story that like I was just telling y'all in the last episode, checking in with Trip. I recently went to Vegas. And before I went to Vegas, you know, of course, you tell me, like, yeah, I'm finna be in Vegas with you. You talking to people, you know, friends, whatever, Fortnite, all that shit. And dude was like, hell yeah. Last time I went to Vegas, it was for a bachelor party, right? I was like, oh, shit, okay, it's finna get turned up. What's going on? He goes, yeah, bro, we was in Vegas for a bachelor party. And, of course, you know, we getting some strippers or some escorts, something. And we decided to get some escorts. Oh, there you go. Yeah, go ahead, get the party turned up then. He goes, so we get a group of escorts with a group of guys, whatever. I should have asked them how much that shit costs, because that should be expensive. Expensive. But they get they group of escorts, whatever, you know what I mean? They get to partying and drinking and they dancing and shit. They all in the hotel room and I guess he said there's just one that he just was feeling like the whole time. He was like, nah, yeah, I'm choosing up on this one. So whatever, he keeps, for some reason, dude wants to go raw. Just wants to go fucking raw. Even just the fact that it's an escort, you're just like, you know, that's your first move is to be like, hey, let me go raw, eh? Like, you old dirty, low-down scoundrel. Hey, just ain't no good. No good whatsoever. Right off the bat. So I'm like, oh fuck. So he's just like, yeah, you know, can I go raw? She just like, no, you can't go raw. Like, just denying him. So whatever, night's going on, they drinking some more, and he wearing on her like, hey, can I go raw? You know, you gonna let me go raw? Just, you know, making smart ass little comments, just all kind of shit, trying to get to where he want to be. So finally, I guess, you know, get her all turned up. And she goes, yeah, whatever. You can go raw. You have to go anal, though. And dude was like, hey, you know, fuck it. Yeah, come on. That's a double bonus. Fuck it. I wasn't even going to take it that far, but let's take it that far. And I'm just like, man, I know this motherfucker didn't do it. No fucking way. There's no way that, this, you know, he got to do this shit. But he does the shit. So... you know, whatever, he got the deed done, you know, got his whole little thing off, whatever. So it was fantastic. You know, I had a grand, fantastic fucking time. Probably tipped the extra and everything, too. Whatever, so wake up the next morning, and get to feeling a little funny in the lower region. You know what I mean? Dick get to feeling a little funny. So he gets asking around like, hey, your dick don't hurt? Or like, ain't nothing wrong with your dick? And of course, everybody's like, no, what the fuck you talking about? Ain't nothing wrong. Like, no, I'm fine. I'm not out here asking escorts just to go raw. You know, that's not what I'm doing. And I'm not doing anal at that. So whatever, dude's just like, fuck, my dick hurts, you know, and my dick hurts. And so he goes to the doctor, gets home, goes to the doctor, telling the doctor, like, yeah, I got an STD or something. Like, I got to have an STD, doc. I made the mistake, you know, going raw and somebody I knew for 2 minutes. And it's just, I got an STD. I need to get tests. I need all the tests you got. Every test you got, I need it. So he gets his test. Negative. Come back negative. Doc says, nah, you probably got like a UTI, some shit. I'm going to give you some antibiotics, you know, some anti-inflammatory shit. And I'm going to send you about your way. Still hurts, you know, later on. Give me a call. We'll get something figured out. So he said the antibiotics helped a little bit, like, you know what I mean? They helped soothe it, but it just still was hurting. Like, it was just hurting. Hurting to pee, just hurting in general, like aching. So I don't know how that feels. I hope I don't never know how that feels. But he goes back. He's like, nah, I gotta go back. I know, like, I have an STD. I don't know how the fuck that test came back negative. I have something. My dick ain't never felt like this before. So he goes back to take the test. Doc says, nah, negative. Like, I don't know, but you telling me your dick is hurting and, you know, you really do got some problems. I'm going to send you to the specialist, the dick specialist. I don't know. As a matter of fact, hold on. I'm going to look up the name of a dick specialist. A urologist. That's what he sent them to, is a urologist. I know people probably screaming at that shit like, urologist, motherfucker. But yeah, whatever. I found it. So he goes, I'm going to send you to the urologist. Get your shit checked out. We'll get to the bottom of this. So he gets to the urologist. The urologist does his test. You know, I don't know if they can x-ray your dick. Like, that's a tough one, because, you know, that's where they put the lead thing to block all the rays and stuff when they set it on you to protect your soldiers, you know what I mean? And I feel like to x-ray your dick, like, they got to have some type of special thing, or maybe they use like a little sonogram type shit or something. I don't fucking know. But anyways, they do the test on dude, and come to find out, bruh had a jalapeno seed in the tip of his penis. Yeah, a fucking jalapeno seed in the tip of his penis. Fucking disgusting, right? It's like, fuck, man. You that's what you get for being a nasty motherfucker. And picking a chick who likes some spicy shit. She probably had like some jalapeno nachos or some shit. And didn't tell him. And he had to find out the hard way. It could have even been a habanero pepper. Who knows? A little habanero pepper seed. Who knows? But yeah, that was jammed up in his tip. And that's the pain he was feeling. And you know what? That's what you get, motherfucker, with your nasty ass. Like, you see why I wake up in the morning and I just be on thinking some other shit? And I know people, sometimes when people see me out, like, in public or whatever, sometimes I'll be, like, talking to myself and then I'll start laughing or whatever. I'll just start laughing out of nowhere. And I really just be thinking of just, like, random shit and busting up laughing to myself. Like, one time I knocked this dude out, right? And, I'll start with the whole story. So we all back there getting drunk. We drinking. I can't remember if this was probably towards the end of high school, probably like at least junior, maybe senior year. No, it was actually probably senior year. I'd say it was probably senior year. So dudes, we all getting drunk. Dude's slamming them though. He got the Four Locos. We drinking Carlo Rossi. He getting to it and he getting drunk. So I'm just like, fuck, man, what the fuck? And he get to fighting with other dude that I was with that was there. They get to arguing and shit. and get to fighting, and they yelling and whatever. You know, that's y'all thing. Figure that shit out. If that shit get out of control, that's when Tripp will step in. Whatever. So they get to doing their little boxing thing, whatever, getting a little tussle. And then dude just get to slamming on shit and looks over, and there was like a rake right there that he was trying to grab. So he grabs the rake, and as soon as he grabbed the rake, like, I was like, fuck, all right, here we go. So I jumped up, and I just, bink, as soon as he picked it up, I just cocked him with a cold right. Boom, right on the chin, and he dropped. This was the first. Was this the first? No, but this was the first time I really, like, knocked somebody out, one punch, like, knockout, and just let him, like, sit there and looked at him. I thought he was dead. I thought for sure, like, shit, I'm going to jail. It's nice knowing everybody. this dude is dead. He's in there, you know, doing the whole thing. Like, you see on, he be doing the whole shit. I was like, fuck. And slowly he starts getting up. Whatever, he got gravel on his face. He all dirty. And it's like, nah, come on, you got to go, bro. Like, that's it. It's time to go. But the thing was, he was there with his little sister. Yeah, she was probably like at least 16, 17 at the time. And he's like, you know, sorry, like, that had to happen to your brother. Like, you know, that it was what it was. That's how it went down. She was like, nah, that motherfucker deserved it. Shit. And I was just like, okay. Yeah. Hey, you know what? She kept it $150. She was like, he was out of control. Motherfucker was acting stupid. She probably knew, like, I'm not gonna be able to control that nigga. So y'all gonna have to do it. But and then thinking back on that, man, she kept it real thuggish. She held it down. I don't even think they went back and told their mom or nothing. You know what I mean? They went home, let the nigga sleep it off, and came back out. And we still cool to this day. All of us. And man, shit, another story about that little family. He had two sisters. Another one of his sisters, we used to kick it with heavy. This was after high school. We used to kick it with heavy. She had her own place, her own apartment. So we go over there and, you know, smoke and hang out, do our shit, whatever. But we go over there to smoke with her and whatnot. And we pull up, and she's hot. Like, as soon as we pull up, you could tell she was furious. And, you know, she's not a little girl. She was not a little girl at all. So she came up, and she was hot. Like, she ain't even let us get out the car, nothing. She came straight up to the car and was just going off. Not at us, but just going off about the situation she had just went through. And apparently, another dude that we kick it with, man, I wonder what happened to him. I ain't seen him in years. But another dude we used to kick it with was from around town. Sold her some shrooms. But I guess these shrooms, he just went out into the pasture across the road from his house and grabbed some shrooms out of some cow shit, took them home, threw them in the oven, took them out, and sold them to her. And she found that shit out and was hot, boy. Just like anybody else. Like, you know, you could have killed him. You know, you could have killed her if those wasn't the right shrooms, whatever. You could have killed her. So she yelling, right? She going off like, this motherfucker this and this. Wait till I catch him and yada, yada, yada. And I believed everything she was saying, too. I was like, she'll probably beat this boy's ass if she catch this dude. So she going off at the lip. Next thing you know, we hear something from her downstairs neighbor out the window talking about, shut up. Yeah, it sounded like just a shut up, you know, just a snobby whatever. I don't even think it was that late. It was probably like 9:30-ish, and it was a weekend. It was a weekend. So it's not, you know what I mean? We kids. We not necessarily kids, but we young. Anyways, she says, shut up. And of course, chick being the chick she was, she said, you shut up, bitch, mind your business. Keep going off at the lip, yelling, still yelling. Said, fuck, here we go. It's that time. So, lady comes out, that screamed and told her to shut up. Finally got sick of it and came out. She was probably like, man, these motherfuckers, and she won't shut the fuck up. She was older too. She had to be at least 60 something, 70 something. But she came out like hot. Like she was ready to tussle for real. She came out and was, bitch, shut the fuck up. I'm in here trying to sleep. Woo, woo, woo. Just going crazy. She must have thought she was 21 or something. Because the chick we was kicking it with was not small whatsoever. And she told her, she was like, you know, lady, you don't want this. Go on about your business. When I get done with my rent and shit, we'll go inside and, you know, everything will be all copacetic. Don't even worry about it. Nah, lady wasn't having it. She was already pissed. She was, no, fuck that. And she goes to swing on her. The old lady swung. Yeah, the old lady swung. And my homegirl backed up and was like, oh, bitch, you fucked up. Grabbed her and slammed her on the fucking the car hood that we're in. I'm sitting in the driver's seat and you just see an old white lady just, well, bam, on the, on the car hood. I'm like, oh, shit. So before we could even do anything, I turn on the headlights, like, just to make sure we get the best view we could get. So I turn on the headlights and they tussling for a second. And my homegirl gets her on the ground and just starts kicking the fuck out of her. Like, but she was like between her and the car, the bumper of the car, because we parked a little bit over the curb. So she was just like perfectly in that little corner. She was just like stuffing her in that and just bam, bam, bam. And like I said, she was not a little girl. And I literally seen her like 2 feet in the air jumping like kangaroo pouncing on this old lady face. I'm not playing on everything I love. She was going ham on this old lady. I was just like, damn, this is shit really happening right now. This is crazy. So I'm like, hey, bro, we gotta dip. I'm not, you know, we got shit in the car. There's no way, you know, I'm not finna get caught up in all this shit. Let's go. So we get to pulling out, right? She realizes that we ain't even smoked. She ain't got no weed, nothing. So we get to pulling out. When we pull out is when she stopped beating her up. when we back up, she stopped beating her up. That's like when she snapped out of it and she was just like, oh shit, that's right. So she starts chasing us. We pulling out the parking lot like good little speed, trying to get out of there before the cops come. And she starts chasing us like, hey, hold on, waving her hands in the air, like, you know, just like she just don't care. Whatever, she waving her hands in the air like, hold on. And sure enough, like probably a good 5-10 feet behind her was the old white lady, bruh. The old lady was trying to chase her down, trying to get her still. And, oh, man, straight comedy. We pulled out of that. I didn't stop. I pulled out that parking lot. I was like, nah, I'm not even finna deal with this shit. I can't believe this shit right now. We dipped out. Needless to say, I got a call probably like a week later. Hi, Mr. Garcia. Yes, I didn't answer the phone. I don't answer the phone to no numbers I don't know. So this is a voicemail. She's, hi, yes, Mr. Garcia, this is Officer Whoopty Whoop, and I was just calling because there was an incident outside of yada yada yada, and it involved a younger lady and an older lady, and you were named as one of the witnesses. I was just like, already like, damn, you snitching, and you want me to snitch. Like, I ain't even do nothing. You just told him, like, hey, Trip, this is Trip number. You need to call him. He was there. He'll tell you what happened. I ain't, no. That's not how it work. I'm sorry, baby. That's just not how it go down. So I got that guy. I said, nope, not happening. You're not getting shit from me. Sorry. And then homegirl was even texting me like, hey, can you please do this? Like, I know it's not ideal or whatever, but I can't have that. It don't matter who it is, what it is. I can't just be out here like, yeah, no, old white lady started it, whatever. Nah, that's your problem. That's your fucking problem. I think she actually ended up getting probation from the shit. But I mean, so if you want me to really tell the truth to these cops, it's gonna look okay on your side, because I'm gonna be like, yeah, well, the old white lady swung, but she was stomping the yard all over her face right in front of the car for a solid minute or two. That was one of the most, is this shit really happening right now moments I've ever had in my life. Shit, I remember one time, for the sake of confidentiality, dude I know, we was kicking it at his house, right? And I know I kick it at his house almost on a daily at one point. And, pretty much on daily at one point. Anyways, whatever. We kicking it in the back, and he lived with his grandparents, right? So, him and his grandpa, you know, you at that age when you get about 15-ish, 16, where you just, not rebel, but you don't give a fuck. You don't give a fuck what anybody got to say about anything. And we was at that age, and he was just butting heads with his grandpa all the fucking time. All the time. So I don't know what got into his grandpa's head one time. But his grandpa was pretty old. Like, you know, like limping around, all white hair old. And he pulls up right to the back. Jumps out. Comes out on a hot one. Just talking shit to bruh. To dude I know. And he starts fucking yelling. Doing all his shit. And dude I know just, I just finally had it. He was just sick of it. And he's just like, well, what's up then? Like, you know, squared up on him. And sure enough, his grandpa like, just like, I don't know what it was, bro. He just like shimmied in. Like he didn't rush him, but he just like kind of shimmied, you know, like shimmied in at him. And dude I know fucking just hit him with like an uppercut to the gut. Boom. And then they get to tussling and they sitting there wrestling. And I'm just an innocent bystander, bro. I'm just sitting back here trying to smoke, like hang out. And this nigga over here fighting with his grandpa. So they get to tussling and shit, whatever. They holding each other for a minute and then they just like, all right, that's enough. That's enough. So they back up, fucking going, they go their separate ways. I was like, this is too weird for me right now. I'm going to go ahead and dip out. So I went back to my house. But yeah, bruh's grandpa came out on some hot boy shit and got a cold uppercut to the gut. I never seen him get physical again after that, though. Shit, crazy thing is, excuse me, when where they had their little tussle was the exact same backyard that I knocked that dude out in front of his sister. Shit, I'm not even sure what my sister would do in that kind of situation. Like, you know, first thinking, you're like, oh, my sister wouldn't tolerate that shit. My sister gonna, you know, would have put hands on, you know, or goddamn women, whatever. But to be honest with you, I want my sister to do the same shit. Shit, if I get knocked out, there ain't no hope for your ass. So go ahead, sit your ass down, sis, and let me know what happened when I wake up. And shit, we'll come back and get these niggas. But shit, if I get stone cold knocked out, my sister just better go grab me some water and take my ass home. And shit, that's pretty much what his sister did. She was like, nah, shit, he deserved that shit. I'll get this nigga some water and take him home. And my sister used to hold it down when we was little, though. Like, I remember being on the bus, and I'm the type of dude, I chill. I'm chill as fuck, bro. I like all the fights that, everything that you've heard me talk about, I don't initiate. If you pay attention to all the other Saturday sets and confessions and random Thursday, I think it was a random Thursday. All those other ones, bro. All my fighting stories. I don't ever start the shit. I ain't got nothing to do with nothing. And then you know, I don't like to start, but I love to finish. And I've just always been like that. So we'd be on the bus and like older kids would like, you know, just be trying to do their little bully shit or whatever. It don't bother me. I don't give a fuck. Hey, you put your hands on me, it's on. They be doing their little bully thing, whatever. And my sister just would pop up and like come sit on the edge of the seat to the aisle to where I'm sitting. And she's like, leave my brother alone. Start going off at the lip. And you know, when you're younger, you're just like, my sister's sticking up for me. That's embarrassing. But I was just like, you know what, whatever. You know, sis doing the thing. But little did she know that I would never let her fight my battles for me. That it's almost like, you know, when the when you see the puppies like playing with the other dogs and it's just like, ah, whatever. Go ahead. You know, let them have it. But, you know, it's things get out of control. I'm on it. I love my little sister, though, man. Shout out. As a matter of fact, shout out to you, little sis, because she actually just got a forensic jobs, and that's been her dream job since forever. Like, I remember seeing little CSI games and watching nothing but CSI and fucking Criminal Minds, Bad Blood, whatever, all that shit, Bones, all that, whatever. And she's always wanted to be like a CSI agent type thing, or really wanted to do that type shit. And shout out to her, because she went through with it and she's doing the shit now. She, man, I'm not even gonna discuss what she would get. Ooh, she be going through some shit that Big Brother show ain't finna do. I tell you that much. And shit, I ain't even finna lie to y'all right now. I keep pausing this fucking podcast to eat these pineapple rings right now. Oh, they're so fucking good. I told y'all in the last episode I was trying to get on my healthy shit. So pineapples and water right now for breakfast. That's what I'm doing. Fuck it. Hey, it's crazy how when I get to telling y'all stories and shit, I really only be hitting like two of the stories that I have written down, and then all the other stories just come out of nowhere. I'm telling you, like, shit just start popping in my brain when I get to, all the memories just start coming out from different things connecting. But you know what? We're going to have to get to them other stories some other time. Man, go like, what they say, like, subscribe, follow, all that other shit. Leave me a 5-star review. Shit, leave me a 1-star review if that's how you feeling. Let me know how you really feel then, motherfucker. But nah, man. Y'all have a blessed day. Thank you for tuning in. Oh, wait. Motivational quote for the day. Fuck bitches, get money. Y'all stay blessed out there. Peace.